The stewardship program has typically set aside some funds for property maintenance and development, but this year, at the DNR's request, Governor Walker is proposing a larger number be taken out of land acquisition, about $10 million of the $60 million a year stewardship budget. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says shifting $10 million into upkeep is needed.
As we evaluate what are the status of all the properties that we have in Wisconsin, which we've got a lot of areas that we're trying to manage and to keep up so that we can retain the public's investment in these properties, we saw that infrastructure and being able to have access to these properties was something we were woefully inadequate on. So this is an opportunity for us to be able to invest in those areas.
Stepp says she realizes some private landowner could come along with a great deal for the state, and the state might not have all the acquisition dollars it needs. But Stepp says the legislature can take up that possibility when it reviews the governor's budget. Mike Striegel heads Gathering Waters Conservancy, which helps 50 private land trusts that often partner with the state on stewardship projects. Striegel says his group will watch to make sure the stewardship program stays flexible.
I don't have anything right out of the gate that says that there isn't enough buying power, but you're constantly weighing that and trying to take full advantage of opportunities.
However, Striegel says Gathering Waters is happy that Governor Walker wants to keep overall stewardship funding at $60 million for each of the next 2 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.